Gene Richards is on assignment, but joining us today, NBC5 feature reporter Leanne Trotter, who is officially declaring this the beginning of the holiday season. Leanne, you've got a rundown of a lot of stuff that's starting right away.
Yeah, and actually, last weekend things kind of kicked off, but this is like the major, like, you know, kick in, full swing holiday season kind of stuff, with the official Christmas tree of Chicago being lit on Friday, the 111th, actually, Christmas tree in Millennium Park. And the tree this year is a 53-foot Colorado blue spruce. It was donated by a family in Logan Square. And, all the fun happens on Friday. The performances start at 5 p.m. in Millennium Park. They flip the switch at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. And another fun fact is that McCormick Tribune Ice Rink officially opens as well.
And
although it did open last week, but
it's a big the big lights festival. Is that this weekend?
The big lights festival. You mean the Mag Mile Lights Festival?
That's the one.
Yes, it is. The Mag Mile Lights Festival happens on Saturday, when this is the 33rd year. Mickey and Minnie Mouse will lead the parade down Michigan Avenue, and they, you know, wave their wands and light the trees. It all kicks off at 5:30 at Oak Street. They're going to have Buzz Lightyear, Woody, Anna and Elsa, Tiana and Belle. They'll have marching bands, celebrities, and, of course, Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking at, let's see, it's going to be in the 40s Friday, the 30s Friday night, Saturday the same. So it'll feel like the holiday. You know what I look forward to every year? That Chris Kindle Market.
Oh, my goodness. Me, too. So this year it opens on Friday in Daly Plaza and also River Edge Park in Aurora. It's free to get in. This German-style Christmas market is, you know, they've got roasted nuts, pretzels, bratwurst. My favorite is the hot spiced wine, but don't tell anybody.
Uh-huh.
And they have some great music. You know, it's a great place to get ornaments.
Yeah, I know. It's really, really cool. And if you're out in the suburbs, Brookfield Zoo always does something special. What do they got going this year?
Brookfield Zoo has their Holiday Magic, and it opens this weekend and runs select dates throughout the end of the year. But 900 decorated trees illuminating the sky. Each tree was adorned by local groups and organizations. It's just a great way to enjoy the zoo and a beautiful way to kick off the holiday season.
What's your next NBC5 assignment, Leanne? What are you working on?
Well, if you must ask, today, actually, we're doing some Wicked-related things. You know, mm-hmm. Wicked is the NBC Universal movie that's happening, and there's a clothing line inspired by Wicked, and also they have nail colors for people who like to get their nails painted. They have special colors that go with the Wicked theme. So it's everything Wicked.
Yeah. In fact, coming up, Dean left us a bit of his interview with two of the stars of Wicked. It's Leanne Trotter, NBC5. Tell Allison Rosati and Marion Brooks, when they go on the air today, to just touch their nose or tug their ear, so
I know you'll tell
them both I said hello. All right, don't easy on the hot spiced wine. You're working, remember.
This is after work, of course.
Got it. Thanks, Leanne Trotter. Talk to you soon. Thank you, Leanne.
WTN.
Here's something that Leanne didn't mention. How about this for the 30th anniversary of the holiday classic, All I Want for Christmas Is You, a new Mariah Carey-themed pop-up bar. That's right. Mariah Carey's Black Irish Holiday Bar features tastefully decorated Christmas trees, wood-paneled walls, album covers on shelves, and cozy corners stuffed with pillows for snuggling, with cocktails made with Black Irish, Mariah Carey's own Irish cream brand. And this is going on. It's a pop-up bar at the Virgin Hotel off the Mag Mile until December 29. Tickets start at $20 and include a complimentary cocktail. Now, as for Wicked, the new movie comes out in theaters this weekend. Dean Richards talked with the two stars, Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo.
Hey guys, on my Dean's List A-List interviews this week, I'm here in the dorm room of Elphaba and Galinda from the new movie adaptation of Wicked, the musical, where I talked with the stars of the film, Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo.
From the moment we met, we knew we loved each other.
Yeah.
And we had made a commitment to take care of each other and to be our fullest, most honest selves, because that was the way we would be able to take the best care of each other, you know, and we really did.
Yeah, and we really had that conversation, like that actual conversation happened with us.
The first day.
The very first day.
And
like,
from there.
We are agreeing to take care of each other, and whatever you need, I have, and whatever I need, you have.
Nothing you can't say.
Yeah, and that's how we conducted ourselves within our relationship outside of the characters, which I think just gave us the permission to do that with the characters too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I have to comment on your
Please.
Wow, look at that.
Aren't they the best?
Ariana, aren't you afraid she'll put out your eye?
Never. Oh, no. It would be my honor. Please poke them out.
I would never.
Please poke them out.
I was injured with Cynthia's nails. Yeah, exactly. Wicked Part 1, the movie adaptation, opens on Friday. I'll give you my full Dean's List review then. In the dorm room of Galinda and Elphaba, Dean Richards, WGN News.
Now for the Monday late night monologue highlights. Jokes about bankruptcy, eye color surgery, animals on the loose, and more. Here are some highlights courtesy of Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Fallon, and Jimmy Kimmel.
Spirit Airlines today filed for bankruptcy. Turns out their strategy of being the worst airline in American history didn't pay off as well as they hoped. How could they have just filed for bankruptcy? I've flown Spirit Airlines. I assumed they were always bankrupt. Spirit stock has dropped more than 93% of its value this year, which is sad. But I believe that if you invested money in Spirit Airlines, you probably don't deserve to have money. But so now we are faced with a relatively new philosophical question, which is when a Spirit Airlines goes bankrupt, does it become a Spirit Halloween store? I guess we're going to find out.
President Biden just became the first sitting U.S. president to visit the Amazon rainforest, where he talked about the ongoing fight against climate change. Who thought it was a good idea to send Biden into a humid 100-degree rainforest? After 5 minutes, he looked like an apple that someone left in a food dehydrator. Well, some business news. Customers are upset over Tropicana's new bottle because they think the company is ripping them off by giving them less orange juice. Wow, even our orange juice is on Ozempic. Well, listen to this. According to a new report, 1 in 5 American adults get their news from social media influencers. You know, somehow in 20 years, we went from Tom Brokaw to Hawk Tua.
Hawk Tua.
Today, I read that there's a $12,000 surgery to change eye color. Yeah, it's becoming more and more popular. If you want your eyes to be blue, it's $12,000. If you want them to be red, they just lock you in a room with Snoop Dogg.
As you all know, 2 weeks ago, 43 lab monkeys escaped from South Carolina, of which 6 remain on the loose. And they now have company because 2 feral emus are the latest animals on the loose in South Carolina. The escaped emu's owner posted on Tuesday that the birds got loose 3 months ago. 3 months? 3 months ago? No wonder they can't catch the lab monkeys. They've been riding the emus. God, Lord, please, I'm hoping with toy pistols and little cowboy hats. The emu's owner defended not being able to catch the birds for 3 months, saying, if emus were easy to catch, they would be home already. Well, have you tried luring them with the traditional emu mating call? Liberty, liberty, liberty. Apparently, these guys escape a lot. Because back in June, the owner posted on Facebook saying, if y'all see an emu around Green Sea area from Redberry Drive to Sugar Bears or even up to Number 9, please give me a call. Don't kill it. That's my father's bird. To which people responded, again, lol. I can't stand these birds. They're stupid. Your daddy and that dang bird.
Colbert, pretty good.